Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this afternoon, following months of rumors and speculation, it was officially announced that Audra McDonald will return to Broadway this fall in a revival of Gypsy. McDonald has won 6 Tonys in her glorious career, more competitive awards than any other performer in Tony history. She was last seen on Broadway in 2022 in Ohio State Murders. Gypsy, considered by some to be the greatest American musical ever written, tells the story of a domineering stage mother, to be played by McDonald, hungry for fame for her 2 daughters, and maybe even herself, as she casts an eye on the bitter, ever-changing nature of show business. It features a beloved score with music by Julie Stein and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. The book is by Arthur Lawrence. This marks the 6th production of Gypsy to appear on Broadway. It premiered in 1959, starring Ethel Merman. This revival will be directed by George C. Wolfe, with choreography by Camille A. Brown. Further casting will be announced at a later date. Gypsy begins previews November 21st at the newly renovated Majestic Theater, which has been vacant since April 2023 following the closing of The Phantom of the Opera. Opening night is December 19th. The lead producers of the project are Tom Kerdahy and Mara Isaacs, who are also currently represented by Hadestown. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern at telecharge.com. In other Broadway casting news, Michael Urie will reprise his role as Prince Dauntless, opposite Sutton Foster's Princess Winifred in the upcoming Broadway revival of Once Upon a Mattress. Urie and Foster had previously co-starred in a production of the show at New York City Center earlier this year. The two of them will stay together for a brief LA run after the Broadway engagement closes. Once Upon a Mattress begins previews July 31st before an August 12th opening at the Hudson Theater, where it will run through November 30th. It will then head to the Amundsen Theater out west, where it will run from December 10th to January 5th. Full casting will be announced at a later date. New York tickets are now on sale to the general public at onceuponamattress.com. And finally today, the Greasers and Socias are hitting the road. This morning it was announced that the Outsiders will launch a national tour beginning fall 2025. Tech rehearsals and previews will be held at West Her Auditorium Theater in Rochester, New York, before an official launch in, where else, Tulsa, Oklahoma. In a statement, lead producer Matthew Rigo of the Araka Group said, "We could not imagine anywhere else to begin this next leg of the Outsiders' journey than where it all began in Tulsa. S.E. Hinton's novel has inspired generations, and we're thrilled for a new generation to experience the iconic story as we take the Outsiders across America." The Outsiders, now nominated for 12 Tonys, including Best Musical, currently runs in New York at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Official tour dates, cities, and casting will be announced later. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.